Welcome to the Monday Marketing Madness Podcast. You know, there's a lot of things to hate about Mondays. So, we figured, why not make someone's Monday something to look forward to? Every Monday on this podcast, we share confidential marketing secrets, innovative strategies, and growth hacks to help catapult you to entrepreneur rockstar status and grow your online business to massive new heights. Now, here's your host, Ronnie Rock Smith.
Hey everyone, Ronnie Rock Smith here with USA Digi. Welcome to my Monday Marketing Madness Podcast, where in marketing, some days can be great and some days can be absolute madness, right? So how are you today? I'm doing awesome as always, and I hope you are too. So the Monday Marketing Madness Podcast is featured every Monday, and this is the first new episode for 2021. So today we're going to be talking about six best traffic sources. So I wrote about this one in my blogs entitled Six Best Traffic Sources for Marketing in 2021. Although I still think this holds true going into 2021 and moving forward, so I wanted to share them with you today. Now, before we begin, I encourage you to head down to mondaymarketingmadness.com/free. And you can pick up your free training there. It's a video training on our business model and how it all works and how to bring in consistent commissions. Okay, so let's get to the first traffic source here, and it is YouTube ads. So the truth is that YouTube ads have been responsible for the success of many marketers today. And I'm sure by now that you've seen plenty of their ads on YouTube while you are watching videos on the platform. And of course, YouTube is the number one most visited website in the US with a monthly traffic rate of 1 billion plus visitors. So, if YouTube ads are not your thing, you could still get tons of free traffic there, but it takes a bit more work. What you have to do is create great thumbnails that people are enticed to click on and make some great content, of course, that people are interested in watching. The longer and more they watch, the more followers you build up, equaling to tons of free traffic. So, as you can see, YouTube is a great first place to start getting some traffic. Personally, it's my favorite place because it's where everyone hangs out at. I mean, YouTube is pretty much the new TV, right? So you're bound to find your specific audience there looking for what you have. When it comes to getting free traffic from YouTube, there is one main thing that people fail to get right, and that's creating engaging-looking thumbnails that get their attention and get them to click. Now, I know everyone is not a dazzling thumbnail designer, but what if I told you there's a software out there that does all the hard work for you? And it's for a one-time low cost, no monthly fees to worry about, pay one time and use it as much as you like. If that's something you're interested in, head to mondaymarketingmadness.com/thumbnail. Now, the second traffic source is, of course, Google Ads. This is my number two source to go for lots of targeted traffic. Now, if this is your first crack at using Google Ads, it may get a bit confusing on the platform if you are new to this. It may even be a challenge for you to create your first Google Ad. In that case, I would recommend that you get some good Google Ad training first before attempting it on your own. This way, you won't lose unnecessary money because you don't know what the hell you're doing. Now, if you still like to give it a go, I would recommend you hire a professional to do it for you and show you the ropes until you get used to how everything works. Okay, so traffic source number three is Facebook ads. 1.82 billion people on average log on to Facebook daily, so Facebook is a great place to find highly targeted traffic. However, you don't want to do affiliate marketing there, as it's easy to get hit with the band hammer. Facebook much prefers you to promote real businesses such as services or physical products. But if you do it the right way, you could still be successful. So what is the right way for affiliate marketing on Facebook? Post up an ad that goes to your blog post. In your blog post, you can link out to an affiliate product. But you still have to be careful what the ad is about. There are things that Facebook has in their TOS that you can't post about, so do your due diligence on that by reading it carefully. Facebook makes it pretty easy for you to get started advertising, but there is still a bit of a learning curve if you want your ads to be successful and turn over an ROI. So again, I recommend you get some training on how to do Facebook ads the right way. The next traffic source is Pinterest. According to Hootsuite, Pinterest averages a $4.30 gross return for every $1 spent on ads. In terms of ROI, that's $2 in profit for every advertising dollar, according to a study by Analytics Partners. Pins that feature life moments experience a 22% life in sales, and Pinterest is forecast to grow ad revenue by 50% in 2020. So now that we're in 2021, I'm sure that will only increase. Traffic source number 5 is email marketing. This is by far, in my opinion, the best traffic source you can get for your money spent. Once you have your email list built up, you can market to them over and over again, delivering the best bang for your buck. Again, there is a learning process to become successful with email marketing, and there is a lot of people that get this all wrong, such as segmentation, optimization, autoresponder setup, building an opt-in page, how to write effective emails, list maintenance, and so much more. As you can see, there's a lot to take in, and that's just a short list. But once you get it down, you'll quickly see that this is your bread and butter of your business. And the last traffic source on our list is organic search traffic. Of course, we all know what this means, but for those out there that do not, it simply means when someone goes to a search engine like Google.com and searches for a topic, then a bunch of links to sites come up and they click one of those that seems like the best candidate for their search topic. Once they arrive on that site, the owner just received a visitor through organic traffic search, meaning the site owner did not pay for them to come to their search through advertisements. The visitor just found the site by searching. To some, this may be the best traffic source of all because it's free. But it takes a lot of hard work to build that up to a level using SEO and other techniques. You have to get your site to rank high enough to start receiving good results in the search engines. And that takes time and much effort, especially if you don't know what the hell you're doing. But there are ways that you can get your sites to rank faster. And you can even make a lot of money creating niche sites if you do it right. So again, this is where some training comes in for this type of thing. So you want to find someone that does this for a living to teach you the right way to do it. Well, that's about it for this list on the 6 best traffic sources. Oh, and one more thing. If you find value in our content, please consider supporting the Monday Marketing Madness podcast. This donation will help to sustain future episodes. There are 3 options you can choose from. Option number 1 is 99 cents a month. Option number 2 is $4.99 a month. And option number 3 is $9.99 a month. Whichever option you choose is fine by us. We just appreciate any support we can get. And of course, you can cancel at any time. Also, stay tuned for next Monday's show, where each Monday you'll learn some new, exciting, actionable content that you can use to put forth in your own business. So that about wraps up this episode. Until the next one, thanks for your time and interest. I'm Ronnie Rock Smith with USA Digi, coming at you live from the Monday Marketing Madness podcast. And guys, happy marketing.